Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin1814 here. I just got done watching VH1's Top 100 Artist of All Time. What they did is they had over 200 pop and rock musicians, rap artists, whatever, you know, pop contemporary artists, and asked them to put down their top 10 or top 100 artists, whatever, and then they compiled the list somehow or another. And number one on the list was, or were the Beatles. Number two was Michael Jackson. Now, in my lifetime, growing up from the sixth grade on, from the moment Thriller hit, I was a huge Michael Jackson fan. I had Michael Jackson posters. I have all the albums, every album, all the remixes, etc. By the time, you know, Thriller and all that was kind of done and people were giving up on him, I was into it even more. I was into it through high school, college, all of my 20s, all the way through his death. I've been a big fan of his music and a big supporter of him. Unfortunately, his life's, you know, become this circus, or became that circus, but who knows what will become legend and how history will rewrite itself. Now that he's been gone for over a year. But what I want to talk about tonight, because I would like to talk about my Michael Jackson fandom a little bit more in depth at a later date, but what I want to talk about tonight is, you know, while I was watching this show, I was trying to come up with my own top list. And if I have to pick number one, I really don't know if I can. I really feel like it's a tie for me between the Beatles, Michael Jackson, and U2. Michael Jackson was my all-time favorite music. Like I said, you know, from a young child on, from the age of my nephews up until now. I got into U2 in 91 or 92, right when Octoon Baby came out. I kind of like, you know, some other stuff from Joshua Tree, but it was Octoon Baby that really, really stuck with me. And they've been one of those bands that, for me, has just been consistent and keeps putting out music, you know, every 4 or 5 years or whatever, and continues to tour and just is the soundtrack of my life now. You know, Michael Jackson might be what I dance to and sing to, but U2 is the soundtrack. U2 is where the lyrics and the real emotion is about my life. And then the Beatles, I got into the Beatles. I always knew about the Beatles growing up, but my mom was more, and her siblings were more into country music, and they were more into Elvis. So we didn't really get into, or I didn't get into the Beatles until college, like when a lot of kids do. You know, I kind of got into Pink Floyd, the Beatles, a little bit of the Doors, you know, all that at my college age. And right when I moved back home and started my job and actually had some disposable income, that's when I started buying kind of each paycheck or each couple paychecks, I'd buy a new Beatles CD until I had all, I don't even know what there are, 10, 15, something like that, by the time you get the past masters and all that in there. And again, the Beatles are just one of those old bands that's been around forever, that's influenced everybody. To me, I see U2 as a modern-day Beatles. You know, constantly changing with each album, just pushing themselves, pushing their sound. So, can I pick a favorite? No, I cannot. I've got kind of a second tier, probably Madonna, Prince, Coldplay. I'd have to think a little bit harder about my second tier of artists, the second strings, if you will. But my top three, you know, it's like saying who's your favorite child. Each one has a different place in my heart. And what an amazing thing to have these artists. You know, U2's still kicking. And, you know, we'll always have Michael Jackson, always have the Beatles. So I could talk about music forever. So that is all for now. Do a video boo about your favorite artist. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.